Order. Order. The house will come to order straight away. Order.
I te atua kaharawa. E manako nei. E ngā ko iti nei.
Māori Language Week in Parliament began with the Speaker reading the daily prayer in Te Reo.
Tō tātou ariki, āmine.
Lockwood Smith, who takes on just a minute to read the daily prayer in Māori, about three times as long as it takes in English. Also entering into the spirit of the occasion, the Greens' Catherine Delahunty with the first question of the day.
Oh, tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker. He mehi nui ki te wiki o te reo Māori. To the Prime Minister.
Ms. Delahunty's question was about equal pay and included this one for Mr. Key.
Will he consider adopting the Green Party's Equal Pay Amendment Bill, which requires employers to report on gender pay rates in their workplaces and release aggregated information on gender pay to employees on request? If not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, as the bill hasn't been drawn from the ballot, we haven't had an opportunity to consider it as a caucus yet, but can I say to the member, there's probably more chance of Happy Feet having a holiday in Honolulu than there is of your bill ever being drawn, because the Labor Party are filibustering their entire time around the voluntary student member bill.
Order.
Mr. Key's backbenchers were even more delighted at his response to Labor's claim that his national-led government lacked a plan.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a plan. The government's more than happy to table the plan once more. It's called the budget, and it doesn't include a financial markets tax, a capital gains tax, or a land tax, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
National's backbenchers eventually went too far when they didn't even bother to wait for the answer to this patsy question from one of their own.
Number three, Amy Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Minister for Infrastructure and asks, what progress is the government making with its multi-billion dollar infrastructure program?
The Honourable Billinge.
Well, Mr. Speaker, more good news. Yes.
Before I invite the Minister to continue, now I say to the National Party backbench, that kind of pathetic behaviour will not continue or someone will be leaving the House. And I'm deadly serious about it. That is pathetic in this House to cheer when a minister starts an answer like that. A good answer can be applauded, but that was just pathetic.
Then the Speaker had to straighten out Rodney Hyde after the ACT MP came to Mr. English's defence over another answer.
This is a debating chamber and members are here to debate.
But not in question time.
This is actually question time for the Honourable Rodney Hyde. This is not a debate. The rules for question time are very clear. And it is not a time when we have debates. We have questions asked, hopefully, and answers given.
The Speaker had to lay down the law again after Mr. English complained about him interrupting his point of order.
If you give me a point of order, then generally the practice has been that the member is allowed to finish their point of order, even if the Speaker wants to rule on it in a way they don't agree with.
Let me be very clear on this. That's not the way I operate at all. If I don't, as Speaker, hear within a few seconds what the issue of order is, order. If I don't hear within a few seconds what the issue of order is, I sit members down. I've even asked the Prime Minister to sit down. And I'm absolutely even-handed on that. I will not have issues debated by way of point of order.
Then a curly one for the Speaker when the government blocked a statement made by one of its ministers in the committee room from being tabled in the chamber. It began with this question for the Prime Minister from Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
Was Mr. Ryle, speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee the week before last, correct when he asserted that the government had no way of preventing the on-selling of individual shares to foreign corporates, that is, the shares that he's intending to privatise?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I suspect the Leader of the Opposition is taking the Minister out of context.
Mr. Goff's request to table the uncorrected transcript of Mr. Ryle's comments was blocked by the government for reasons outlined by the Acting Leader of the House, Simon Power.
It is a transcript that belongs to the committee, regardless of how the information came to become in the hands of the committee, whether it was public or not.
Mr. Power's claim that a transcript was the same as a report was rejected by the Speaker, who nevertheless said he'd take a closer look at it.
I think it's an interesting issue that's arisen, and I will take some time to look at it. Should there be any difficulties around the standing order, around this issue, the Standing Orders Committee is meeting at the moment. The matter can be considered there as well.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.